The defining story of the tech industry over the last few years has been the development of artificial intelligence. A key part of AI's growth is the development of data centers, which power the energy-consuming technology. The massive build-out of these centers that consume large quantities of water and electricity is alarming communities across the country. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says the energy consumption alone is alarming.
AI requires zillions of calculations. Those calculations require huge data centers, which in turn require a massive amount of electricity and water. For example, Meta is building a data center in Louisiana the size of Manhattan, that will use as much electricity as 1.2 million homes.
Large data centers can consume up to 5 million gallons of water daily, according to an independent nonprofit think tank, Environment and Energy Study Institute. That's to mostly cool down server hardware and to generate electricity. It's one of the reasons Sanders says he'll propose a nationwide moratorium on data centers in the near future.
We need to slow down the development of AI to give democracy a chance to catch up. A moratorium will give us the chance to figure out how to make sure AI benefits workers, not just a handful of billionaires. A moratorium will give us the time to figure out how to ensure AI is safe and effective and prevent dangerous outcomes. A moratorium will give us the time to figure out how to make sure AI does not harm our environment or jack up the cost of electricity.
Public outcry from these impacts, including increasing energy and water costs, have led to cities like New Orleans and Madison, Wisconsin, to put a hold on future data centers. And states like New York, Georgia, and Michigan are proposing bills to either impose a moratorium or regulate the new tech behemoths. In some states like Georgia, the effort is bipartisan. New York lawmakers say they're proposing the toughest moratorium on data centers in the country. While much of the concern centers around resources and infrastructure to sustain data centers, Sanders also warns data centers serve as the infrastructure to power AI that will be used to consolidate wealth and power in the hands of billionaires to an even greater extent than we already see today.
These multi-billionaires are investing in AI and robotics because those investments will increase their wealth and power exponentially. Elon Musk, who has invested hundreds of billions of dollars in AI and robotics, recently said that, quote, AI and robots will replace all jobs. Bill Gates, the wealthiest guy on earth, investing hundreds of billions of dollars, says that AI and robots will replace all jobs. Maybe we should take him seriously.
Despite the outcry and concerns, AI behemoths and small startups, many of which are right here in the Bay Area, are pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into the technology at full speed.
Four AI companies are spending some $670 billion to build out data centers.
OpenAI and Anthropic, two of the largest players in AI, and both headquartered in San Francisco, have hit valuations north of $250 billion in recent months, and both are rumored to be seeking initial public offerings within the next year. Gartner projects total AI spending to reach $2.5 trillion in 2026. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Chloe Behrens with Archon Doss reporting.